driving along on a crisp morning in Cork City, though it does seem to be clouding over. Sitting next to me, driving, I should point out, I'm not recording this while I'm driving, is Adon Enright. Smarter Egg Adon on Twitter, and he runs the Smarter Egg Learning Group. Actually, I'm going to ask him to explain what Smarter Egg is. Adon, what is Smarter Egg?
That's one of those fundamental questions of life, Roger, I have to say. I wish I had a short answer, and you know what? There are about four different short answers depending on who's interested, but very simply, Smarter Egg is a thing that I started over 3 years ago, which has developed into a community of people involved in large businesses and small that get involved in various development programs to help them be more successful in what they do.
And in assisting them in that, you bring to them books.
I do. On occasion, I bring to them books, and sometimes I hold on to their ears until they've read a few pages of it. And then we get into all manner of involved discussion and work and doing exercises and trying different experiments, all manner of exciting things to get people to essentially experience something a bit different. It tends to work.
And to help them improve their business.
Well, ultimately, yeah. So we do, you know, the thing has evolved like any business. The Smarter Egg business has evolved and Smarter Egg offerings have evolved over the last few years. And we have seemed to have found a recipe that's working really well with people who are essentially running their own business. We've started to call them solopreneurs, whether that's the right description or not, I'm not 100% sure. But essentially it's people who are ultimately responsible for the business they run. And most of them are doing it on their own or in tandem with one or two people or with a range of partners or whatever. And in fact, that's our focus of today, is to meet some of those guys and just catch up on some of the stories that they've picked up in their time working in these circles, working with other small business owners, and just to hear some of the things that have worked for them.
That's right, listener. We are on an odyssey. We are on a voyage through Cork today. We are speaking to four entrepreneurs who've been through Adon's program or are experiencing Adon's program, and we're going to get feedback from them on camera, and we're going to produce the Smarter Egg Movie.
Smarter Egg Movie, that's right.
So this is the initial part of the broadcast. Stay with us, because throughout the day we'll be dipping in and out, and we're going to put together a little program all around the odyssey we're on and the people we're going to meet. And there are some very, very interesting people, and we're going to film them, and sometime next week we're going to edit the film together, and there will be this glorious thing in Technicolor for everybody to view. But we're going to stop for now, and we'll talk to you again in a little while. Disaster has struck the odyssey. The ship is sinking. Adon, what's going on?
We have a flat tire, or a soft tire, and I'm trying to get this bloody thing to get me access to the...
We've pulled into a garage, and there is something to pump up your tires with, except it's chained with one of those chains you find on a super trolley cart. Oh, he's got it out. And we were having trouble getting that out. But yes, the rear right rear driver's side tire is quite flat, and it could have sunk the whole endeavour.
Do I need to screw that in much more, or is that full rate?
I think you just hold it on, actually.
Hold it on?
Yeah. Okay. So there we are. I suppose we're doing the equivalent of bailing the water on a sinking boat. We're actually pumping in air. Our first interviewee, Kira Feely, findaconferencevenue.com, went brilliantly. But I have a tradition. I have a tradition on any video project I've ever worked on, is that the first sequence is always a drama. And this time, the drama wasn't so much that something went wrong during filming. No, the drama is the drama is that we have a flat tire. Will that last the rest of the day? Anyway, join us. We will either have sunk completely or we will be at our next location for our next interviewee, Mary Foyle, Mary Foyle of Travel Counsellors. Join us later.
Sadly not, and sadly we're not playing.
Sadly we're not playing golf is what Adon is saying now, because he can hear the gear slipping around in the boot of his car. We are on the road again. We have overcome the flat tire situation. Actually, I say that we hope
we didn't check.
We are leaving the second interviewee, which went brilliantly, and in our excitement, we haven't checked the situation as regards the rear driver's side wheel. We could be driving on the rim for all we know.
It feels good.
Adon, how was that interview with Mary Foyle?
It was very interesting. It's fascinating to hear people's reflections on experiences that I was actually involved in with them. And, you know, you think that because you go through a process with someone that, you've essentially understood what they're getting from it. But funnily enough, you don't. You know, you understand obviously a lot of it, but there are things that they bring up that are kind of surprising reflections, and they're revealing, and, you know, it's fascinating to hear people kind of, you know, essentially share things that they've got from getting involved in the stuff that we do. So it's kind of heartwarming as well to see, you know, that the effort that we're going to and you know, making all these things happen is actually paying off for people. So
well, I was going to say, it must be great to be hearing these results and the enthusiasm and the great stories that we're getting as well.
Yeah, I think that's definitely a learning point from today, is that there's such a rich reservoir of stories amongst all the people involved in all the different circles that we really should do more in terms of tapping and extracting, because it's fascinating to listen to, it's entertaining, and you know, we're kind of learning from it as well.
Well, I think it's going to make for a great video. So far we've had somebody almost leap out of their seat and say, I've got my mojo back. To somebody saying that children are no longer being forgotten at school and abandoned.
that's a big breakthrough.
We are cutting across country to our third interviewee, and we will come back to you either when we're there, or if the tyre does, if the wheels literally come off, we'll report to you live from the roadside. Stay tuned. We're on the road again. We're cutting across country. We've been given a shortcut by our third interviewee, Mike Collins, and he has told us a short way to get to our next interviewee, Ian Armstrong.
Are we supposed to go left or right here?
Left.
No, I'm going to go left. Yeah. Go down here.
And already we've run out of... I think we're going in the right direction. We will see. But if a flat tyre weren't bad enough, Adon, what is the pivotal error that we have made? It's an oversight of absolute magnitude of order that is just, I'm speechless.
Yeah, I'll tell you why. It's because you're hungry, and that's the mistake we've made, is we haven't built in time for lunch. So we're off now, dashing to the next appointment, and we haven't eaten. And the brain is beginning to make mistakes.
Now, I was informed that the car that I'm travelling in would be filled almost to the ceiling with snacks. What happened?
I'm afraid I lost focus myself, but such was the excitement. I had said the greatest plans, but I won't bore you with the excuses, but I left them all at home.
Wasn't there a sitcom and one of the characters was constantly saying cock up in the catering department?
Oh, really? Yeah.
Ah, now here, this is, I think...
This was the one he was talking about.
Yes.
We're good, we're on the road.
We've just come to a spectacular junction, and we've just dived down what feels like 40 feet in...
We've
absolutely no time.
Right question. What does that say up there? Goggins Hill?
Yeah.
Is that what that says?
That says Goggins Hill. I think we need to be on that road there.
I think we're going
to
get onto the big road.
Okay. Well, we're going to sign off now. If you don't hear from us again, it's because we got well and truly lost.
We're coming down around halfway. Yeah. That's the search parties can start there. Halfway is the actual name of the place, not halfway between... Well, it is halfway between Cork and Bannon. That's where we are.
Right. I think the lack of sugar in our blood is starting to tell. We're like some Arctic expedition. We're like Scott is like
Scott, Edmonton.
Yes, we've set off without enough supplies. Yeah. We don't exactly know where we're going. It's going wrong. It will be a heroic failure, though.
Yeah, it will. It was well recorded at the very least.
Ah, no, just looks promising.
We're back on major highway and all that.
I think we should have gone. Oh no, we're going. Yes,
no, we're good.
Yeah, we're good. Talk to you later. Back in the car again. This is actually turning into a car boo, really.
It is very much a car boo.
To all intents and purposes, we haven't been out of the car. As far as
the listeners know, we're just sitting in the car.
We've just been driving around Cork. We haven't interviewed anybody. We haven't done any filming. We have just finished at Ian Armstrong, who is One Vision filmmaker. And that one had me nervous. Now, ironically, he was nervous because he was going to be on the other side of the camera.
I wasn't at all nervous.
Adon wasn't nervous at all.
It was good.
And I was nervous because I was filming a video professional. But Ian was a gentleman. He was absolutely brilliant. And like all our interviewees, his responses to the questions were honest, genuine, open.
Very much so. Absolutely, impressively open, yeah.
And I think we've got the makings, we've got the raw ingredients of a very strong introductory video to what it is that Smarter Ed can do. Adon, your final thoughts on the day?
I enjoyed the day, Roger. I feel grateful to you. I feel grateful to all the interviewees and to everyone else who collaborated on today. And most of all, I feel energized about the whole project and the work we're doing with the solopreneur circles, because you know it's just reaffirmed to me anyway that people are getting so much out of it that we almost have a responsibility now to build the infrastructure and you know give people a chance to get involved and make it better and better. So it's good. It's just very positive.
Where are people going to be able to see the video, and where, if they're listening to this today or before the video appears even, where can they find out more about the Smarter Egg experience?
Yeah, well, I guess the simplest thing is to look on smarteregg.com. There's a certain amount of information there. Certainly there's a direct link to the solopreneur circles, and as soon as we get that the video together, we'll put that up there. And we'll continue to build the website in terms of sharing some content and essentially why people are benefiting from the work that we're doing. So right now it's reasonably self-explanatory, but we'll continue to make it easier for people to fully understand what it is.
So there you go, folks, smarteregg.com. Now, just as an update on the wheel, because I know you're all listening going, whoa, boys, what has happened about the wheel? The honest answer is we don't know. We haven't checked. We just jumped in the car, pulled out, almost caused an accident, and the wheel has been not on our mind until I've just thought of it now.
There's two kinds of people in the world: those who worry about their flat tires and others who just get on with it. Clearly we fall into that sadder latter category.
We're going hell for leather, and if the wheels come off, well, so be it. Anyway, thanks for taking the time to listen to this audio boo. We'll tune in again sometime and we'll have I don't know.
When we go feature length.
Yeah.
It'll be a week long.
Hey, thanks for listening.